Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hello, everybody. We are having some chat room challenges tonight. I hope they figure themselves out. Oh, well. Stuff happens probably because the blog talk stuff, they're on holiday today. So I had all these, like, big messages, and I couldn't even see in the chat room and stuff, so I didn't know if I was in there or not. Are you in now, Virginia? I think I see
you. I am in now, yes. I was there, you weren't, you were there, I wasn't.
It's always exciting. I expect we'll get messages saying, hey, I can't get in your chat room. All right, then. I guess let's just begin. So we've decided to talk about books and movies tonight that have a metaphysical theme to them. But you know what? That's pretty subjective because some of the movies I like, I can make have a metaphysical theme. So it just depends on what you like. There's no wrong answers. We're going to tell you some of our favorites, and I hope some people join us in the chat room. I have a suspicion that it's having a few moments. So I was thinking about this topic today, and having been psychic my entire life, and I know Virginia has been too, I absolutely adore coming across books and movies that have a psychic or spiritual or metaphysical theme. It makes me feel connected to the world when at times I did feel alone and uncertain about being psychic. Did that happen for you too, Virginia?
Yeah, pretty much for the most part. I mean, I like movies that that aren't necessarily outwardly metaphysic in nature, but that we can find that theme or that thread in it, which is basically what you said.
Yeah. So tell me some of your favorites. Let's start with movies.
Okay, movies. Well, The Secret, which is a given metaphysical movie, you know, with the power of positive thinking and affirmations and all that good stuff. I personally am a big fan of Stand By Me, and I told you I wasn't sure why, but this movie kept jumping out at me as soon as we talked about this topic, and it never left. And I know it's more of a, like, coming of age type movie, but I think there's a good theme in it, you know, especially for, you know, your friends and the things that you go through and how it somehow keeps you connected through life.
Yes, absolutely.
Practical Magic is a good one.
Yeah, that one's a given, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dana was just telling me she's going to read the book again, and I'm thinking, ooh, yeah, I don't even know if I've read the book. Just watch
the movie. I've only seen the movie. I'm not a huge movie person, but I've seen more movies than I have read books, that's for sure.
Well, then we're a good team, because I've read more books than seen movies. Woohoo! For everybody, if you're having trouble getting in the chat room, because I know it spit me out a few times and stuff, open it in a new window. And if you have trouble hearing or anything, if you open it in a new window and try refreshing, that will help. I don't know what's going on with that, but stuff happens. So, yeah, Practical Magic. What's your favorite part about that one?
Gosh. Well, my favorite line of that movie is, "There's a little witch in all of us."
Yes.
That's my favorite line. I just think it's funny, and I don't know if I have a favorite part of the movie. Actually, I love the part when Sandra Bullock's character is at the detective's hotel room, and he's kissing her, and they're laying on the bed, and she kind of pushes him away, saying, I can't do this, and then she looks in his eyes and realizes he has one brown eye and one blue, which is the letter that he wrote that manifested all these years later. I love that part.
That is pretty cool, too.
I think that movie just deals with, like, the fun and not-so-fun sides of, like, the crazy psychic world, you know?
Yes.
Because it can be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
As long as we let it be, you know?
Yes.
And as long as we steer from the not-so-fun parts, it's going to remain fun, right?
I agree.
And a huge movie that I love, that I've always loved, is The Color Purple. And I don't think a lot of people would see the metaphysical aspects of that movie, but there's a line in it towards the end that is said by Seeley, which is Whoopi Goldberg's character.
Right.
And she says to Danny Glover's character, everything you've done to me has already been done to you. Which basically brings out the karma of life in the world. You know, like he mistreated, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but he, you know, wasn't great to her and mistreated her many ways and was very abusive. And she just simply took all of that off of her throughout her whole life with him and put it back on him, because everything that he's done to her, she's putting right back on him, and it's now in his hands, and she walked away from it all.
Nice.
Have you seen that movie?
I have, but it was a long time ago, and I never I remember books more than I remember movies.
Oh, okay. I love that movie. I guess I'm more visual.
There you go.
And
see, it makes me want to watch it again, though.
Oh, my gosh. I want to have a Color Purple movie week. Every week. Everyone come to my house and hang out and watch the movie. I love that movie.
That would be fun. A Color Purple movie night.
And then I have also Avatar, which I think a lot of people would say that it deals with these topics because, you know, it's all about honoring the Earth and you know, Mother Earth and all that it inhabits and staying true to who you are, right?
Yes. And I love the trees. I have a thing for trees.
I do, too. And I love those little, what are those, I don't remember what they call them because I've only seen the movie once, but so many things stick out to me, you know. But those little, like, things that would float through the air, like the first time that he went and was with the girl, I don't even remember the names of the characters, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Those little things that just kind of float and just barely kind of, like, with their arms. I love that part. Whenever there's little, like, floaty things in the air, I always stop and look, and I'll tell my husband, oh, look, it's like Avatar. And then I have a movie, this movie called Closer. It came out quite a few years ago, and it has, who's in it? What's her name? You know, her.
Oh, sure. Oh, actually, I might.
Her name has completely slipped my mind. The other actress is
she
Natalie.
Blonde?
Julia Roberts. No.
Oh, okay. Not what I was thinking of.
Julia Roberts and Natalie Portman and Clive Owen and Jude Law. And it's it doesn't have a metaphysical theme to it, but if you look at the overall movie and the underlying theme, it's kind of about how all things are connected in some way, shape, or form. And I don't want to, like, tell how that happens because for those that haven't seen the movie and might want to see it, you know, that point is given almost at the very end of the movie. So if I tell you it, then it's going to ruin the whole thing for you.
Yeah, don't tell
us. It's a little racy, and it's a little blunt and a little harsh, and it takes place in England. So, you know, they don't have, like, fake accents or anything. You know, they're Americans living in London at the time or whatever. And
okay.
So, you know, some of it's a little, like, brash, you know, and a little in your face and a little, like, whoa, you don't want your kids with it. You don't want your in-laws. One of my friends went and saw the movie with her future mother-in-law, and she said she sat, like, mortified in the theater. So you have to be prepared for that. But if you catch... You catch it at the end, either you connect to it or you don't, because I've had people watch it and say, I didn't get it.
So okay.
I had to explain. But it's really, really, it's a very, very good movie.
It's called Closer?
What about you? Yes, Closer. I want to say it came out like maybe 10 years ago. It's been a while.
Huh.
7 to 10 years ago, maybe.
Interesting.
And who's asking...
Look.
Asking, was it that they had affairs? Yes, there were affairs involved in that movie.
Hmm.
So what about you, Shannon? What are your favorites?
My favorite movies? I really like Inception because it's such a mind game.
I need to see it. I haven't seen that one yet.
You need to see it. It was so good. So good. I liked it because I like things that, you know, deal with your subconscious. It makes me makes me think and happy. See, I like fluffy movies, like Charlie St. Cloud. Have you seen that one?
No. I haven't.
And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but it's a good one. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past with Matthew McConaughey. I like that one, too.
I haven't seen that one, and I love Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he has to look at his life. That's why it entertains me, right? Because he's a total jerk, and then he has to turn it all around.
Oh. That makes me think of, sorry to interrupt you, but that makes me think of another movie that blows my mind every time I see it, which is A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey and Samuel L. Jackson.
Is it Sandra Bullock in that one, too?
Yes. Love that movie. Love it, love it, love it. It's the end of the movie is so insanely powerful. I love that movie. Okay, I didn't mean to veer off your list.
Sue just asked, is that a metaphysical movie, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past? I've had people ask that before, and I used it for metaphysical movie night when I used to have it here. So, yes, it is, because he has to rethink all his decisions. Because he gets to see what his life will be like if he sticks to the course he's having, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And it has Matthew McConaughey, so the end.
Oh, boy. I had once told my mom that I learned how to spell his last name because it was going to be mine one day.
I don't think Sue's buying my reasons. It's okay. I'm sticking to it. So if I think of ones that changed my life, The Shift, actually, I think he changed it. It used to be Ambition to Meaning or The Shift, or he changed it somehow. It was one name or the other with Wayne Dyer. Have you ever seen that one, Virginia?
I have not.
Oh,
but I've heard about it.
Definitely see. It's really, really good.
Like
it also helps you understand the way men think and the way women think and how different it is.
The Shift, you said?
The Shift, yes. I think it was called Ambition to Meaning, and then he changed the name, because I think I've bought it twice. I have both copies, but I think I gave one away. What other ones do I like? The Shadow Effect by Debbie Ford. That one's a heavy watch, because it's about, you know, those parts of ourselves that we may not want to look at,
mm-hmm.
but it gives you good tools on looking at them without, you know, being hard on yourself.
Which I
could
use.
Ghost Town. Pardon?
I said I could use that. to look at that without being harsh on myself.
Check out The Shadow Effect. Have you watched Ghost Town?
No. What? I don't think I've seen anything. It seems like.
You look at all these movies. When we asked our groups, there was a few people that liked Ghost Town.
And what was that one about?
It's a guy who's can see dead people, and they follow him around because they want him to listen to their messages. And he doesn't want to. But then he gets over it and helps them. I don't want to tell you too much because it's fun.
Right.
It's fun to watch.
Or what about, like, something like The Sixth Sense? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
In my head. Yeah, that was very good. And I did not see that ending coming. So many
really?
People were like, oh, I saw it. I could tell halfway through. I think I was just so into the movie that I didn't even notice signs or anything.
I did partway through, and I thought, no, can't be. Can it? Or is that A Beautiful Mind?
Oh, that was really good, too. I did see that one.
I didn't see that coming, that part, where the people weren't real.
I have to say I don't fully remember, but I remember seeing it and thinking, wow, that was a really good movie. I don't remember the specifics of it.
Because it deals with the mind and the subconscious. It fascinates me.
Right. Or like The Others. I think someone in one of the groups mentioned that movie, which was really, really good.
Dana, I asked her if she was going to call in and tell us about it, and she said no because there's a twist, and so she doesn't want to give it away. And I said, that's okay. I might watch it sometime.
You haven't seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, then we can't talk about it.
Nope.
That's a good one to watch. A very, very good one.
What Dreams May Come?
I haven't seen that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You really have to see that one.
Is that the one about the baseball field?
Nope.
What is that movie that I'm thinking of?
Dana hasn't seen What Dreams May Come. Sue has. It has Robin Williams in it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not even going to tell you anything.
I was thinking Field of Dreams.
Oh.
It had the word
that
dreams
one is
in
a
it.
Good one, too.
I've never even seen that.
Have you seen What Dreams May Come?
No.
If you saw it, you'd remember.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it is so good. Everybody listening, if you haven't seen that movie, watch it. I'll give you one little hint. It has, how do I put it without giving away too much? It gives you a glimpse of heaven through each person's eyes, and through each person's eyes it's different, and it's really super cool.
Okay. My husband's going to be one happy person because he's always begging me to watch movies, and I never want to. Now I have a list.
No kidding, hey? You have to tell Dana and Virginia, after you watch it, you have to message us because it was so good. So good.
Okay.
So from our other people, what else? Oh, The Lake House. Jan likes The Lake House. Jan, hi, Jan, if you're listening. I like The Lake House, too. Have you seen that one, Virginia?
No. Who's in that one? I think
Sandra
I know.
Bullock.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, and was that the one where, like, one was from one certain time and one was from another?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
And they met at
I've
the lake
heard
house.
Of it, mm-hmm, but I've never good. Seen it.
Oh, IC99 is about the one called Serendipity. Yes, that one had, did it have Keanu Reeves too?
No, that one had, the brother, what's his name? Cusack, John Cusack.
Right. That was so good. Oh, Kate Beckinsale. That's right. That one was cool, hey? You just never know.
I don't remember if I saw that. And I want to say I started watching it, but didn't get through all of it or something. I don't know.
It's funny. I love that we're getting this big old list, though. I have so
definitely.
Much to watch.
And I know someone in one of the groups mentioned The Book of Eli, which I also had written down, too. That was a great movie. Have you seen that one?
No. Tell me.
Oh.
Give me a hint.
It has Denzel Washington in it. So that's like a Matthew McConaughey thing, you know? You don't need to know anymore than Denzel Washington.
Okay, that's all I need to know. We'll stop there.
It is amazing.
Lynn Boston answered Sue's question about what that movie was called. Cool.
Oh, the movie that she had said she saw a Ron Howard movie. And
yeah, earlier
today.
Called
Restless. Okay.
I'll have to put that one on my list, too.
I'm going to read the thing out loud so I'm not silent in reading it. The story of a terminally ill teenage girl who falls for a boy who likes to attend funerals and their encounters with the ghosts of a Japanese kamikaze pilot from World War II. Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It does.
Sue says the best movies are the ones where cool stuff happens. Even Titanic has an after-death communication at the end. I can't go with Titanic. Oh, so many people love that movie, and it is a good story, but oh my gosh, the movie was so long that it lost my my attention.
You were done.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm just reading what other people had told us. Eternal Sunshine. I never saw that one.
I haven't seen that one either.
Constantine. A couple people like Constantine. I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either, but I did see that on the list a couple of times. Those people need to be here. They need to come in the chat room and tell us what the movie's about or call in.
Yes. Yes, so we can get little, teasers about it.
Right. I'm trying to think of what else. Since we started talking about it, movies are just randomly popping in my head. When I sat down to think of a list, I could think of nothing.
Funny how that works, hey?
Right.
So if I made you all pick one movie that's your absolute favorite, Ghostbusters, Flatliners, now we're getting more Casper. You see? They're all good movies. If I had you pick your one favorite, what would be the top favorite?
Oh,
I know what mine
hard.
Is, and we haven't even mentioned it yet.
Mine would probably be The Color Purple.
Color Purple?
Yeah.
Mine's Hope
Floats.
Because
it's been, the longest standing. Oh, I was just going to say, someone just mentioned that in the chat room. It was you.
I love that movie.
That
of course
is
I like.
With, go ahead.
I like the wacky mom, with all her stuff. All her stuffed paraphernalia.
Okay, is that with, who's in that movie?
Harry Connick Jr. He's the cowboy.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. Who was the girl? Was it Reese Witherspoon?
No, Sandra Bullock.
Okay. You know what I'm thinking of is, I know I'm thinking of that movie too. What's the other one with Sweet Home Alabama was the one that I was thinking of. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, that one's a good one. Oh, the one where Reese Witherspoon is in a ghost in her apartment. Oh, what is that one called? I have it. That one was hilarious too.
I don't think I've
she's
seen
in a
that
coma.
One.
Have it on my movie shelf. It's really good. So Dana says that we know hers. Is it the one that's going to scare me? The Closers?
No, the other.
The other.
You're mixing up your movies.
I'm mixing them all up. I told her I might watch it in the daytime with sunlight streaming in the windows and my blanket in case I need to hide.
It's not that scary. It's really not scary at all, to be honest.
Ooh, Premonition was a good one, too. Oh, of course, Dana's is Practical Magic.
That one is a pretty close runner-up with me. That one was really good. Or what about Ghost? That movie was really good.
That was. Oh, I could watch that one over and over, too.
I have.
Cool. I'm going to have to go movie shopping now.
Is that, okay, Sue's talking about, is that City of Angels? I think that might be the one she's talking about. She's asking about where she's a doctor and angels fall in love with her. I know City of Angels had Nicolas Cage in it. Yeah, I think that's the movie she's asking about.
That was good.
I've never seen that whole thing either. I don't know.
What's with you and movies?
I don't know. I used to watch them all the time, like when I was a kid and teenager and in my early 20s, but it's like now it's so hard for me to like find the time or take the time to sit down and watch a movie. I don't know. I just don't seem to make it through. And if I do catch them, sometimes I'll catch them like on cable and where they have commercials. And so I get up and walk away during a commercial and I might not catch certain things. So, yeah, I need, I guess, more focus for movie time. Shame on me.
Self-care. Watch some chick flicks.
Yes, this is true.
Yes. I have The Closer and the others on my list. I'll have to read the chat room after to get all the rest of the names. So should we move on to books?
Sure. This one you're going to have more of a list.
Oh, I'm in my office, and so I have, like, stacks of books everywhere. I have a lot of books. I love books. Books make me happy.
I have a lot of books also. It's just reading them that Or I'll pick one up, and I'll start reading it, and then I'll put it down for some reason, and I never seem to, like, gravitate back to it.
Just like the way you watch movies.
I guess so. I'm noticing a pattern.
I'm noticing a pattern, too. So what are some of your guys' favorite books in the chat room? Ooh, The Violin by Anne Rice. Haven't read that one.
And you know what? I actually did read some Anne Rice books. I read some of the vampire series, like Interview with a Vampire and The Vampire Lestat and Queen of the Damned. And there was, I thought, one more in that series that I read. I thought I read four of them. And those were all really good. But I'm going to start with my list, Shannon, because I only have three written down, and I know you're going to have more.
And Dana. Dana will help me out. And Sue, I know they both have a lot of books,
too.
Oh,
yeah. So you guys can take over the book conversation. But mine that I wrote down that I've actually read in their entirety is Earth Angels and Realms of the Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue. Love those books. And they're small.
They are small.
Very easy to read and get through. Which is crazy because as a kid, that was all I ever did was read. So I don't know why I have pulled away from it. And then I really, really, really love Heal Your Body by Louise Hay, which I think is just a variation of her You Can Heal Your Life book, right?
Yes.
And that's my list.
I didn't even type out all of my list because there's so many. So many.
But maybe, you know what might happen? I might know some of the books once you start mentioning them.
There
like did we do with the movies. We'll see what happens.
There you go. So my all-time favorites. The one I go back to all the time, of course, my dream book, Understanding Your Dreams by Alice Ann Parker. Past Lives, Present Miracles by Denise Lynn. I love, love, love books that are written as fiction, but they either have psychics or past life regression stuff, or witches. I happen to know that we have two authors in our chat room. So I'm hoping that they pipe in here, two authors that are in our chat room. One has written a book that has magic and fairies and stuff in it, and one has written a book that has past life regression in it. I am putting you on the spot. Oh, and of course, The Psychic Housewives. That is a great book. Lorraine's book is so practical.
I've read some of it.
Of course.
I hope she's not listening because I have haven't finished it. But I'll tell you why. And I did talk to Sue about this, who's in the chat room. I was at the chapter where I could probably pick it up and tell you where I left off. Oh, I think it's in my bedroom. Oh, no, it's right here. I was at a part where she was talking about something that had to do with kids. And since I don't have kids yet, I started to feel a little disconnected from the book. And I know that I can go right back to it and pick it up and overlook that part, that aspect of it. But for whatever reason, I haven't gone back and grabbed it, which I probably should, because I know there's different techniques and stuff to try out and help, you know, help navigate life.
Yes. But you know what? I find that, too. If I'm reading a book and it gets to a part that doesn't pertain to me, I will put it down. Then I might pick it up again later and, like, flip through and go past that. But it does disconnect you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. But everything else I was, you know, understanding and identifying with. But the whole, like, okay, well, you got to run your kids here or you got to do this. And I think I might have read one sentence that said it, too. So it wasn't even, like, a lot of it that I read. And I just started feeling like maybe this book isn't for me yet because I don't have kids yet, you know?
Yet.
Right.
That's true. But there is, yeah. I can appreciate that because I've done that with books. Sue says there's such a huge variety of spiritual and metaphysical subjects. That is true. That's hard to choose which to talk about. That is true. I didn't write down because we do a little bit of a script to get our show started so that we both are on the same page to start and then we wing it. And I didn't write down very many books because there's just so many. So many. Ooh, Dana, The Discovery of Witches. Have you guys read that yet?
No.
Deborah Harkness, Discovery of Witches. Oh, my goodness. It is so good. She has the sequel coming out right away. I don't know, is sequel the right word, Dana? Like the next book in the series? It was supposed to be out in May, and now it's not till later. I don't know when. Maybe it was July. Oh, it is so good. So Lynn Boston's in the chat room, and he wrote a book that I adored. I read it online in 2 days, and I don't like reading on my computer, but now I've gotten used to it. And it's got past life regression in it, and it is good. And I know Dana read it, too, because I sent her the name of it. But I can't remember what it's called this second. Third Eye Something. So, Lynn, if you're listening, tell us the name of your book. I recommend it, guys. It was really good. He uses past life regression as a way to get information to solve a mystery.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was good. I couldn't put it down. I had to know what was going to happen next. Partially because, you know, past life regression completely fascinates me. But I liked the way he did it.
And so who's the other author in the chat room?
Dana. Her book, well, she wrote one, and it's at the publisher, and she's writing the next one. I'm in the next one, too.
Oh, isn't that fun?
I know. Dana's book, I read in 2 days also, and I forgot that she wrote it. That's how good it is. Don't worry. Once it's out, she'll come on the show, and we'll all talk about it, because you guys will love it. It's all the stuff that we love.
Well, and then there's one aspiring author in the chat room who has a plethora of things to talk about or write about, I should say, and she just hasn't yet.
Yes, there is. We're just waiting for her to decide when she's ready.
Mm-hmm. Patiently or impatiently.
Patiently. Because we love books. I love the paranormal romances. Jude Devereaux, and she has a series. There's It's Always and Always and Forever. I think there's three. And the character's name's Darcy, and she's a psychic. It is so good.
You know, I wonder if I would... I used to read fiction all the time. Like, when I was a teenager, my uncle read every V.C. Andrews book that was ever made. And I would read them. He would read it and then give it to me, and then I would read it. And so I had read so many, like, probably all of her books until she passed away, and then it went down to, like, a ghostwriter or something like that.
Okay.
But they were always very interesting, and there was always some kind of crazy twist to them. She's the one, did you ever see the movie Flowers in the Attic?
Yes.
Okay, she was the one who wrote the book that inspired that movie.
Okay, so I read the book. I didn't watch the movie because he...
Oh, okay.
I'm a big old chicken.
So I wonder if I would like some of these books that you're mentioning that are written as fiction but deal with these topics, because I think that's kind of why I've strayed from reading books, because a lot of the fiction that was out there I just didn't really feel drawn to. And so then I thought, well, maybe I just don't want to read fiction anymore. And so then I started looking into, like, nonfiction, like, not self-help, but, like, self-improvement books and stuff like that. And even some of them I haven't really opened up and read because they're still sitting on my shelves.
Well, and reading these fiction books that still have, you know, kind of a message because it's our psychic stuff is great.
Yeah,
I like them. There was a publishing company. Was it Little Black Dress or Avon? And if you want to look, some of them, they had a bunch. Hex and the Single Girl was one of them. They just had a whole bunch, and they all had a little bit of magic in them.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. Oh, Dana said she's read a lot of trashy paranormal romances, too. The Brotherhood series, Dana. I read the first one, and then I haven't read any more.
See,
lots of vampire ones.
I'm not a huge fan of, like, romance books and romance novels. I've never liked them. And, like, okay, let's since you mentioned vampires, let's just go there. I didn't want to at all, but you mentioned vampires, so I'm gonna go to the whole Twilight thing. Now, I remember a year or two ago, or however long ago it was, my cousin telling me, Jen, you have to read this book. One of my friends read it. She gave it to me. I used to make fun of her because she was always just sitting reading this book, and then she gave it to me, and I read it, and I loved it, and I was so engrossed by it, and I couldn't wait for the next one, and blah, blah, blah. But for whatever reason, I didn't pick it up and read it, and then it was, like, the next day, there was, like, this flood of Twilight stuff, and everywhere I looked, people were talking about it, like, on Facebook and at work, and everywhere I turned, people were Twilight this and Twilight that. And then they became movies, and it was like at that point I said, forget it, and I completely turned away from everything Twilight. I've never read one book. I haven't seen any of the movies, and I have no desire to, because I've always been one to steer away from, like, what everyone else is doing. And it always makes me mad. It's like that thing where you get a CD and you listen to it before anything's really released, and you pick your favorite song and you love it, love it, love it, and then it becomes like the next single on the radio and everyone loves it and you hate it. Because I'm one of those people.
I didn't watch the movies or read the books until I think my husband borrowed them from somebody and they were all sitting here and I was sick one day, and so I did. I watched all the movies, and then I went to the library and I got all the books, and I read them all. They are good.
I'll take your word for it. For me, see, I've always, like, loved vampires, and for me, from what I've heard from people, they, like, glitter or something, I don't know, or they twinkle or whatever they
yes.
do, I don't know. To me,
I don't
that's
think
not
you
it.
Would like them.
No, like The Lost Boys is one of my all-time favorite movies. That is a vampire movie. I can't go see Twilight. It's just
Yeah, you wouldn't like them. They're fluffy. I like fluffy.
Ooh,
Harry Potter, Dana's saying. Her favorite
book. No, I've never read
ever.
The book.
Me either.
I've seen some of the movies. I don't think I've ever seen one full movie in its entirety, but I've seen bits and
me
pieces
either.
Of several of them.
I think Brent has them all, my husband, and I haven't watched them.
And my husband really likes them. My husband really likes the Harry Potter series and the Lord of the Rings series, the movies.
Oh, speaking of movies like that, what about the Percy Jackson movie? That was actually good.
What movie was that?
It was on TV last night. Percy Jackson and what? I don't know. I can't remember the rest of the name of the movie. But it has mythical stuff in it. It has Medusa in it.
Okay.
It's good. It's not like the Twilight. It's more got more mythical stuff in it. That's it. Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. They were good. It was good. I think they're going to make more. I haven't read the books yet, but I've just watched that movie because my husband has it.
You want to know what my husband does to trick me into watching movies? Because, like I said, it's really hard to get me to sit down and watch a movie and take the time. So I'm a very slow eater. So we'll sit down to eat dinner, and right as we sit down to start eating, he'll start a movie. Because, and since I eat so slowly, that by the time I'm done eating, the movie's at least halfway over, and by that time, I'm already sucked in.
That is a great trick.
I have to give him credit for that one.
Absolutely. That's funny. Oh, Dana says the Narnia books were good, too. Yes. I remember reading them when I was young. My reading list is just getting so much better. I wanted to ask IC99 about Yasmin Galnorm. She wasn't sure she spelt it correctly. But what kind of books does she write? I wrote it down. I'm going to go researching. Narnia books I want to get?
I haven't read any of those. You know what book I did read? Probably a minimum of 100 times.
What's that?
Is Charlotte's Web.
Aww.
I'm not kidding. At one point in school, in the school library, you know, when I don't know how your system was, Shannon, but we would go and we would check out a library book from school, and we would write our name on the little card. And
yes,
every time you checked it out, and there was a point, I think there were 3 copies of it in the library, and at least two of the copies had only my name on every single part of the card.
That is hilarious. That is funny.
Told you, I used to read all the time when I was younger.
PC Cast. Has anybody read her books? She writes Goddess series. Of course, yeah. They are really, really good. I'll put her name in here. And then she wrote the House of Night series, and they're for younger adults, but they are so good because they have a little bit of magic, actually a lot, stuff that we can just resonate with, even her goddess books. They are really, really good. Reminds me, I haven't researched to see if she has any new ones out lately. They're that good. I highly recommend hers, too.
I'm going to have to make a list for future reference.
Yes.
Because now with
I love
school
reading.
And all the reading I have to do with school, I'm like, this is payback for all these years that I haven't picked up a book and read it entirely. This is school is payback. never mind. You just said thank you in the chat room. I was going to say your question was answered about the author.
Ooh. She says that the series that she was telling us about has half Fae in them. Those are her newest ones. Woo, I love books like that. I'm very excited. Now that I have an iPad, it's easier to read those e-books. On my computer, it wasn't as easy, so now I'm addicted. I'm really, I just started reading Saturday Night books by Dolores Cannon. Have you guys read any of them? I guess, have you,
Virginia?
I have not.
No, I haven't. I don't know if I'm ready to wrap my head around that yet, but
don't.
I am intrigued.
Just wait. I'll give you tidbits, because I blew my mind. I was so tired on Sunday, and I had to keep reading because she was answering a bunch of questions I have about parallel universes, other sorts of stuff. She uses past life regression and has done it for like 30 years or something, and she kept getting these same patterns and people telling her the same things. So then she did a bunch of research. Oh, she answered a lot of my questions that I could not find answers anywhere, things that I knew or, you know, figured out, and I wanted to know if, you know, anybody else figured this out. Oh, blew my mind. Blew my mind. Remember one show?
Feel like I'm, what is it?
One show we were talking about how when we make a decision, and I always wondered if a part of us or another aspect of us went and lived the other decision.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when we talked about that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
Well, she was doing past life regression with people, and that was one of the things she was asking. And the answer is a big old yes.
Okay, that's crazy.
I know.
That's so much to wrap my head around.
I know. But just think about it, though. Think about how much you're learning, even if you don't know about it. Oh, right. Oh, there was so much. I could do a whole show on the stuff I read in that one book. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. And it answered a lot of questions that I had that I couldn't find the answers anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that. I thought, why not? Because I keep dreaming about it. I dream and I visit myself in these other, where I made the other decision, and I check in and we have a little chat about how we're doing. I thought, well, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So then that makes you think, like, the dreams that you have where you're in a place that you're yourself, but you're not sure of the place, but in the dream you're familiar with it and you know all the people that are in it, because you know them in the dream, but you don't know them right now in this lifetime.
Yes.
So that makes you think, like, are you visiting the parallel reality there?
Why not?
Sue says you should ask her to be a guest. She may just surprise you and say sure.
That would be fun. I have another lady that was supposed to be a guest, and she hasn't got ready yet. She hasn't done a radio show before, so she's a little bit nervous, but I'm hoping she will. See, in those dreams, why couldn't they be? Oh, I'm going to stop because there was so much stuff, so much about deja vus, and oh, it just validated all these things that I thought had to be true, and now I know that they are.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, Lynn Boston did come in. Readers of his, that's his book, Through the Third Eye, also bought The Convoluted Universe by Dolores Cannon. She does have past life regression down to a T. It is so amazing. See? And his book reminded me of that, and I actually read his first, and now I'm reading The Convoluted Universe. Because past life regression is cool.
I'm going to write both of those down.
Do it. Read Lynn Boston's first.
Okay.
It will make you think, and it won't, but it won't blow your brain cells like Dolores Cannon will.
Is Through the Third Eye available as a Kindle edition?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Thanks, Lynn Boston. It was good. It reminds me a little bit of the Da Vinci Code, but I liked it better because, past life regression. It's what's not to like. And he has another book coming out. I'm waiting impatiently for it, kind of like Dana and I are waiting impatiently for the next one from Deborah Harkness. So many good books. So I asked if we had to pick one. If you had to pick one book, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only have one book, what would it be?
Charlotte's Web.
Cool. I wonder what everybody else will pick. If I was stranded on a desert island, I can only pick one book. Oh, that would be hard. I would want my iPad and a bunch of books. I don't know. Oh, another book I love is Astrology for the Soul by Jan Spiller. It's a different take on astrology, and it's a lot like the karmic debt stuff that you were telling us about, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the traditional astrology. It's more about what you're working on.
That's interesting.
IC 99 would take Remembrance by Jude Devereaux. That would be a good one. Sue would take the Bible. That would keep you busy for a very long time.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I know I asked the question, but I don't have an answer.
Dana picks practical magic for both.
There you go. Dana says she couldn't pick one. I can't pick one either. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't read. That's my escape. I don't know. Maybe I'd bring my Understand Your Dream book. That way while I'm, you know, hanging out on my desert island and dreaming a lot, I could figure them all out.
That would work.
Dana, I just read The Witch's Daughter. It was good. Ooh, who wrote that one? That sounds like something we'd want to read. I'm really into these e-books because they're fast. I don't have to wait. Otherwise, it's the library. I love the library. How do you get most of your books, Virginia?
I bought most of the ones that I've read or that I have either at, you know, a bookstore or online, usually through Amazon. And now I have a Kindle, so I have, you know, a bunch of books on there.
Nice. What else do we want to talk about books? I don't know. There's just so much. There's so many. I'm actually excited because I have this whole list now that I want to go find. Paula Braxton wrote The Witch's Daughter. That's awesome. Well, Virginia, what else do you want to say about books?
That I need more time in the day to read books.
What about audiobooks?
You know what? I think audiobooks are amazing. And one of my friends had told me about some audiobooks not too long ago. And she said it's so easy. She said she would just pop a CD into her in her car when she was driving to and from work, and before she knew it, the book was finished.
Nice.
So I think that's a great idea.
When I'm driving to Lethbridge, because it's like 7 hours from here, I load my iPad or my iPod, and it makes the trip fast. And besides, then I don't hear the kids. Wahahaha. My husband actually does audiobooks because he doesn't read very fast. So he loves them. I was thinking for you, do you have to drive far to go to work and stuff?
No, it's 10 minutes away.
No. Well, that's not going to help. What about house cleaning?
Yeah, that would
That's the other
help.
Time I put them on.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all my books, and no specific ones are jumping out. I just have a lot. So if you perused your bookshelves, ladies, this would be interesting to know. When you peruse your bookshelves, what is the pattern? Is there a certain type of book that's a pattern?
Well,
I mean,
I have
do you have a lot of books that have psychic in the name? Do you have a lot of books that have intuition? Do you have a lot of books that have angels in the name? Do you have a lot of books that have witches in the name, as I look at my bookshelf?
I have one bookshelf in the front room, and then I have a bunch of books together on my desk here in the bedroom. And these are all like animal spirit guides, goddesses and angels, psychic housewives, dream dictionary. Then I have like quantum touch and Reiki and the reconnection and crystal therapy and crystal Bible and the gift and spiritual growth and to ride a silver broomstick, the everything psychic book. Yeah, all these are all like psychic healing, that kind of stuff in here.
Cool. One book you mentioned that I can't stand is The Reconnection.
I haven't even read it. I haven't even opened it up.
I have something very against that for some reason. Well, I could go into it, but I won't. What else?
I had someone, a friend, suggested to me, so I picked it up at her suggestion, but have never opened it up and read a page of it. So it just sits collecting dust.
There you go. It's not a book I would recommend to anybody. That one, yeah. There's only a few books that I really don't like. Ooh, I have a lot of Greg Braden. Have you ever listened to Greg Braden speak?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Nice. Very nice. If you want to find a good audio book, he writes about, I have two fractal times. That's interesting. He writes about awareness and consciousness, and his voice, it's kind of like Wayne Dyer's, where it's just really nice to listen to. I should mail one of these to you so you could listen to him. It's nice. I'm perusing my bookshelf now. So we have 2 minutes. Let's see what everybody's saying in the chat room. Oh, Dana's looking at her bookshelf. They're metaphysical, witchy, magic, mythical, or paranormal fiction and nonfiction. Oh, yeah. She likes Greg Braden, too. She likes Greg Braden more than I like Greg Braden, and that's a lot. Ooh, someone gets to go to Peru on his trip in October. That is exciting. Peaceful Sue says, is Greg Braden a futurist? I don't even know what that means, actually.
No, I don't either.
He does write about, like, the Mayan. And patterns. He writes about patterns and fractals, which I think is just another word for patterns. He's got good stuff. Well, we have 50 seconds left. Did we run out of books? Probably not, but there's two. So Virginia, why don't you tell them what we're talking about next week?
Next week, we are talking about affirmations and positive thinking.
Yes. And prayers, right?
Maybe, sure.
I hope so, because that's what I put in the in the blurb.
Sure, that'll work.
Well, affirmations, positive thinking, and prayers, they all have the same energy to me.
Right. I agree.
I will edit that, but yes. That's what we're talking about. So if you guys have stories about how this affected your life or have tips or some affirmations that are your favorite, that would be fantastic. Because we would like to see our caller list filled up so I can say to Virginia, hey, we have a caller, because it's kind of exciting. Nudge, nudge.
Yes, all of you listening.
Although we do have such fun in the chat room. So it's saying that we're out of time. So thank you, everybody, for chatting with us and listening to us. And thank you for all the great suggestions.
Yes, I have a list now.
Yay. So good night, everybody.
Bye.